Yes, thanks, Bev. Leading the news this morning, Federal Cabinet is meeting today to put the finishing touches to another round of spending cuts. The Treasurer, Chris Bowen, is expected to hand down a new economic statement this week in the face of falling revenues. In Egypt, supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi are digging in and refusing to end their protest in Cairo. Scores of people were killed in clashes with security forces over the weekend. The government is threatening to send in the army to break up the protests. Ignoring doctors' orders could be putting the lives of many heart attack survivors at risk. A national survey has found 1 in 10 people who had suffered a heart attack continue to smoke. A third of them failed to reduce their cholesterol or blood pressure, with less than half maintaining a healthy diet or exercising regularly. Cambodia's ruling party has claimed victory in the country's elections, but the poll has been marred by violence and allegations of voting irregularities. Official results are yet to be released, but Prime Minister Hun Sen's party says it expects to return to power with a reduced majority. And finally, an armed man has made off with $50 million in jewels after a heist at a hotel on the French Riviera. The man struck at a jewellery exhibition being held at the Carlton Hotel at Cannes. Now, in a case of life imitating art, the same hotel actually featured in the 1955 Alfred Hitchcock film, To Catch a Thief.